117a. I spent quite a bit of time trying to figure out this Gemara. Finally, I started to put together some notes just to kind of like, what is the shock of Atai here? It's very, very difficult Gemara. I don't know why they're making the end of Zoram so difficult. I was hoping for an easy ending, but it's not. And the author of these footnotes has a very complex mind, to put it mildly. And it's just not helpful for someone who does not have a complex mind. I have a simple mind. I like to see things very glatt. But be that as it may, this is what I figured out. It may be right, it may be wrong. This is the way I understand it. Okay, let me start again from what we're talking about, right? So we're talking about a stira from the Mishnah and Trumas Perek Tes Mishnah Dalet. It says over there that this is what the Sabbath's question was to Rabbi Yechonon. It says over there that Gidulei Meiser and Bikurim are Chulin. That's what it says over there in Trumas. Chulin. Our Mishnah says Gidulim of Bikurim and Meiser are Aser. That's what the Tanna Kamma says, right? So, you have a stira. That was his question. Now, the Gemara, by the way, I want to just mention one thing which I missed yesterday. I missed it when I learned the Mishnah. The Gemara says the case of a Gedulin is where I planted the Bikurim or the Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim. And then I took the Gedulim outside of Yerushalayim. Those Gidulim are also. That's the way he sets up the case. So it's an interesting footnote. And if you look at the bottom of the Perush, in other words, it was regular Niklat, right? But then you grew it. You plant the seeds. Yeah, seeds. Huh? Whatever you plant, right? You plant the seeds, and it grew. And then you took it outside Yerushalayim. Those are us. So that's what our Mishnah says. The Mishnah in Bikurim, the Mishnah in Truma says it's Mutar. No, it's the opposite. Don't for sure be Mutar. You're eating Yerushalayim in Manashach, regardless. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So Rabbi Yechonon tries to answer it that it's talking about, our Mishnah is talking about, whereas Ein Zara call it, it's something which is like an onion. That's not called. The Sava slugged them up. He says, what are you talking about? We're talking about Bikurim in our Mishnah. The Zayin Minim, none of those Zayin Minim is our right color. They all are not. So therefore, we're stuck with another answer, which is Rabbi Yanai. And Rabbi Yanai said that the Mishnah is not talking about Bikurim altogether. When it said that the Gedulim were Usser, the Mishnah was only referring to Maaser Sheni. That was what we said yesterday. Now, we asked Akasha on that from based on a complex question from Caleb, that the Gidulim is a Lashon Rabim, Gidulehim is Asurin, so that's Mashma, that it's going on both Maaser Sheni and on Bikurim. Therefore, we're stuck with the problem again. We're left now with Akasha on from the two steers. The original question, the Stab Asur Bjashman, we have no answers yet. Now, what we're going to start off this page with, and this is what Mordechai was referring to before. The Gra holds that the first two statements, Va'oid, Va'oid, that we're about to quote now, don't belong here. They belong in a previous sugya on Tesvav. I didn't know about that at the time, so therefore, I'm going to learn it the way we have it, the way our Gerson has it. It is very difficult to understand exactly why they ask these questions the way they do, but we'll just give it our best shot, okay? So we're up to V'oid min hadar, the top of your Zayin. Another problem we have with Rabbi Yanai's approach, meaning that he's saying that when it says Gedulim or Usser, it's only referring to Maaser Sheni and not Bikurim. Another problem we have with that answer is from this shtickle Torah over here. So it says over here, L'shukh lecha b'sharecha Maaser d'gavcha. There's a loisase to eat Maaser. When is there a Lysasei? We all know there's a Mitzvasei that you have to eat Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim. If you eat it outside Yerushalayim, you're over an Asei. But there's also a loisa say, Be'ezer Meister Amru, when is there a loisa say? Not regular. If I just am bringing my Meister Sheni to Yerushalayim and I eat it outside, I'm not over this loisa say. This loisa say is a special case, and that is Meister Sheni HaTor Shenichnas LeYerushalayim B'Yotza. If I have regular Meister Sheni Peiris, and I go into Yerushalayim and I take it out, and it's tar, that's when the loisa say applies. Okay? So that how is that an additional question on Rav Yannai? This is very difficult. So the Peimisha tries to give us a pshat over here. So he says, the Emra of the Gedulin came. So let's say that, I'm reading the Peimisha, the third line, the fourth line. The Emra of Gedulin came. So let's say that Gedulin is also, the halacha would be, the Shav and Hay Mekor L'Maiser Sheni. That means that they're the same. And therefore, just like Maiser Sheni, there's a Lysa Sei, if it goes in and comes out, so too, Bikur will be a Lysa Sei as well. The Kasha, the Hadassina, the Trumas, the Gedulin, Maiser will be Kurim Kol. So then we have it's like a general question. How could you say that the Gedulin are mutter if there's a lysa say to eat it outside Yerushalayim? Okay? So, I understand it's not so clear what the question is exactly, but it's a generic question which is comparing Meiser Sheni to Bikurim, and therefore it's also to eat it outside Yerushalayim. V'oid min hadon, another question. The Tony Lord Reb Shimon has a brisa, and we erase the next couple of words. We're not going to see Reb Shimon, okay? So there's a brisa that says Yeshba Meiser Shah Meiser Eisa Domov. There's a dinner by Meiser Sheni that what does not apply by Truma, and that is number one, Meiser Aser is the money. In other words, if you redeem it for money, the money becomes Aser. A ruva that gets mixed up, that's the main purpose of our quoting this, because it says that taruvas is also by Meiser Sheni. And kankanav, if you have a barrel of wine which you sell and make the whole barrel Meiser Sheni, you sell it, and you designate it as Meiser Sheni, so the whole barrel, including the container, becomes Meiser Sheni. Safek ruva kol shehu, if it's a safek, it's going to be, Even if it's a minuscule amount, it is forbidden, because it obviously must be, well, we're going to talk about it, but it's obviously Dovr Sheishel Matirin, because you can bring it into Yerushalayim. Ema Likimba, you can't light with it. So that's true by Meiser Sheni, not by Truma. So it says even a mixture of Meiser Sheni is forbidden. Emar of the Gidulin came. So the Gemara is going to make this assumption that the same way, whenever we say that something is usher in a taruvus, that's the same rule with the gedulin. Gedulin the Gemara looks at like a taruvus, because it originally was a little bit of Meiser Sheni. Now it's mixed up with a larger plant. So just like taruvus is also mamashu, so gedulin are also going to be also. So those two halachas are going to go together. Whenever taruvus is also, gedulin are also going to be also. That's an assumption we're going to make throughout the day. Okay? So
this thing came from
Meiser Sheni
and
yeah.
Something else, right?
It says Meiser Sheni, but we're assuming Meiser Sheni and Bikurim are always the same. So, but the main thing is over here, this case is loisucho lecho misharecho maisa degoncha. We're talking about dogon. We're talking about something where the seed decomposes. So you see there's a loisa saying that ashes in a mashahu and the gedulin also are going to be usher. So how can the gedulin be mutter in the mishra and trumas? That's the question. So we're rejecting that. So we reject Rav Yannai's whole teretz and we're moving on. Amar Apila, this is his teretz. Now remember, we had in our Mishnah here in Bikurim, we had a machlokas, Reb Shimon and the Chachamim. Reb Shimon holds gedulim or mutter. Reb Shimon holds also by extension, taruvus is also going to be mutter. Okay, Reb Shimon doesn't hold from these chumras. So therefore, when the Gemara is going to take a simple approach, that the Mishnah in Trumas, which says that the Gidul and Mar Mutter, that's coming out like Reb Shimon. That's it, finished. Such a simple answer, right? How to attain Gidul and Mutter in his Rabbanim? Our Gemara, our Mishnah here in Bikurim, where it says it's also, that's like the Chachamim. How to attain Gidul and Mutter in Reb Shimon? Simple answer. So now they have a problem with this too. Nothing can be simple. Amun Lay, so they said to him, Asninon, Gidul Hekesh Shom Aisha Shani Kulin. It says in the end of that Mishnah that Gidulei Hekdesh and Ma'aser Sheni are Cholin. But Paita Oysam Bezman Zaren. What you do is you have to be part of them. In other words, like this. The value of the seed has to be Nifta. Why? Because I used them. They broke down, but so now I have... I planted one core. I ended up with 10 core of produce. Now it's mutter, but I have to be poida it. How much am I poida? The one core that I planted. That's what it means with manzvar. Okay? But is the dumber who poida son? What's the purpose of redeeming it? Right? If you hold gedulim or mutter, what do you have to redeem it for? Lo and make kedusha shesh for him. Isn't there some kind of a kedusha that exists? There's either kedusha of Hekdesh or there's a kedusha of Ma'aser Sheni. So that's when I'm being poda, right? There wasn't any, if it was chulin, there's no point in being poda, right? So let's just continue the argument. And then how could the Mishnah and Trumas say that you're allowed to eat it over there? Look, it's actually a question in general. Like the Mishnah itself doesn't make sense. On the one hand, you're telling me, just without any other mishnayos. On the one hand, you're telling me that it's mutter, if you do lain, what's mutter. On the other hand, you're turning around and you're telling me I have to do pinyin. With Manashak, if it's chulin, then why do I need pinyin? If I need pinyin, why is it mutter?
Because there's a transformation. It's mutter because the result is mutter because it's gone. But what you cost Hekdesh is real.
Well, forget about Hekdesh. Let's focus on Ma'aser Sheni.
That Ma'aser Sheni is no longer.
Right, so it could be mutter.
That's why they can do it my mutter. But when you convert it from my sushi,
there should be no conversion. It was zari kala, and I should. I understand what you're saying, but that's the Gemara is asking. So Yitin, the Gemara is assuming that there's a kedusha, and if there's a kedusha, it should have to go into Yerushalayim. But more than that, what we were trying to say that Mishnah came out like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon in our Mishnah doesn't require any pidyon. Doesn't say anything about pinyin in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says Reb Shimon Mater. He doesn't say Reb Shimon Mater v'yiftah son. Doesn't say that. So if you're saying it's Reb Shimon, so why is it saying that there's a pinyin over there in Trumas, and in our Mishnah there's no mention of it? That's another part of this question. Okay? So the Gemara then therefore says another thing. So Rish Lakish says like this. When we say in our Mishnah that the gross of Bikurim and of Ma'aser Sheni are Aser, it's a prohibition of the wall. That means...
It went in and then went out.
Correct. When we read the Saba's question yesterday, we spoke out that the Saba understood that we were talking about Stam, not something that went into Yerushalayim and came out. He thought that it was Stam, because if that's the case, if he understood our Mishnah here in Bikurim as talking about a case where it went into Yerushalayim and then came out, then what would be his kasha from Trumas? I can tell you simple, Trumas, it says that Gedulim was Mutter, is because it never went into Yerushalayim. And our Mishnah, which is talking about Gedulim as Osir, is where it did go into Yerushalayim. Guess what? That's what Rish Lakish says is the answer. Okay? So it's pretty simple. Right. So, Hata Tamer Gedulein on 17b. Hata Tamer Gedulein Mutarim Heter Zaras. So now, we have to still deal a little bit what exactly is going on here with the pidyon. So, what does it mean that it's Gedulein was Mutar? Gedulein Mutar means that before it was Bikurim, it was only Mutar to Kohanim. Right? Zaras means now anyone can eat it, even if you're a non-Kohen because it grew. Bikurim that grew now are mutter, the pshat is it's mutter as far as Zaras is concerned. This is a very odd thing. Even though Zaras is mutter, there's still a requirement to do pidyon. Now, why is there a requirement to do pidyon? So on the bottom, he says it's a difficult thing, but I don't know. He says over here, it's in the second paragraph of 2, he says, according to Rish Lakish, although the growths currently are permitted outside Yerushalayim, however, in the eventuality that these go into Yerushalayim, so I have gedulim now, right? It's really mutter. Right now, 100% mutter, right? But let's suppose these gedulim go into Yerushalayim, and then they would go out of Yerushalayim. That would create an Isser. That would somehow create an Isser. So the Rabbanon went ahead and were machayef me to make a pinyon so that even that, if that were to happen, it would not become Isser. Because once I do a pinyon, it's completely chulin to the extent that even if it goes into Yerushalayim and comes out, it will remain mutter. A new din drabbanon that they dreamt up. I don't know where they dreamt up this drabbanon from.
The money is going to be Meister Sheni.
The money will be Meister Sheni. True. That's true. But that's what it says over here. The Mishnah's law of redemption could then thus be construed as relieving the gross of this sanctity through being redeemed. They no longer become forbidden if they enter and leave Jerusalem. So that's why it's called a redemption. Okay, I never heard of this. Anyway, this is what it says over here. Okay, next. That was a very difficult sugya, and I don't know. Harelo and Maisu Bikorim, Mashenki Mitzuma. So these apply. What is one of the things that apply to Maisu Bikorim? One of the things we mentioned was Vidoi, right? So that means there's no vidoy for truma, basically is what it says. Now the Gemara is going to ask Akasha from a Beferish Mishnah in Meister Sheni.
We learned it in the Torah yesterday. We read it in Kisavu, that the first five psukim are vidoy bikurim.
Talking about truma.
We're talking about vidoy. We're talking about vidoy meister now. The vidoy meister in the second parsha, not the first parsha bikurim.
Okay.
The second parsha. L'chalti v'ani mimenu. Right. Remember, we had a whole discussion about that. So, the second parsha, which is said it in the fourth and the seventh year of the Shemitah, that vidoy applies to meister sheni and to bikurim, but does not apply to truma. That's what we said in our Mishnah, Masha Ein Kein Truma, right? Now, we have a Kasha. Here it says in the Mishnah of Meister Sheni, Darshan the Pasuk, Begam Nisatiz. So, that's Marba Wat, Truma Utrumas Meister. So, it sounds like there's a din of Bidoy by Truma and Trumas Meister. Tamon Adama Truma Truma Bidoy, over there in the Mishnah of Meister Sheni, it says that it is ton meiser avidoi. Hochad amar truma ain't ton avidoi. And here in our Mishnah it says it's not ton avidoi. What's going on? So the Gemara answers. Amar Avila has two very important answers. Toni tamon hameiser v'habikurim. Echad anoisim and echad anoiklon ton avidoi. Here we have a special din. That is, normally vidoi is being said about myself. I'm the owner. I'm the person that grew the Paris. I am making a statement that I got rid of everything that I had to get rid of. I gave the truma to the Kohen and the Meister to the Levi and the Meister Oni to the poor person, and the truma and the Meister the Bikurim and the Meister Sheni I destroyed. Right, that's the way we learned it. Right. But besides that, the Gemara says, if I gave truma, not truma, if I gave these cases. Meister and Bikurim. If I gave them to other people, if I gave Bikurim, let's just take the case of Bikurim. I gave Bikurim to the Kohen, he also has to make a Vidoy. The Gemara is, according to this answer, he also has to get rid of it before the Pesach of the fourth year and of the seventh year. Right? Echad HaNoisnon, both the person that gave the Bikurim, and the Meister Sheni, and Echad HaNoitlon to Un and Vidoy. They both have to give, they both have to say Vidoy. Truma, but when it comes to Truma, Nois Natan Vidoy, the one that gives it, says the Vidoy. But the Noitla, the one who takes it, the Kohen, ain't on Vidoy. He does not have to. In other words, basically what we're answering is the steer between them and two Mishnayos is like this. The Mishnah, Maaser Sheni, which says, Vegam the Stativ La Levi, and Vegam is Marba, that you're being Misvada on Truma. That's talking about me, the owner of the farm. So I include in my Vidoy, through a drusha, of course, not saying anything out explicitly, but Vegam the Stativ La Levi, referring that I gave the Truma to the Kohen. But does the Kohen have to say Vidoy? No, he does not. The Mishnah in Maaser Sheni, where it says Truma is Ton Vidoy, it's referring to me. Okay? Me, the owner. So I have to, for sure. But our Mishnah that says Masha Ein Kain V'Truma, that there's no Din of Vidoy, it's referring to the Kohen himself. The Kohen himself, who's the recipient, does not have to say Vidoy.
So what is it? What is the Vidoy that the owner has to say for Truma?
It's the same nusach. There's a nusach in the Torah,
yeah.
And it says over there, "V'gam nesativ la'levi."
Yeah.
We're darshening that's referring to Truma as well. But I gave Maaser Rishon. I gave to the Levi, and I also gave Truma and Truma's Maaser to the Kohen, whatever I had to give to him. So the nusach doesn't change, but it is including in my kavana at least Truma. But as far as the Kohen who's the recipient is concerned, he does not require a Vidoy. And therefore, our Mishnah that says Masha Ein Kain, the Truma is referring to the Neitlon, to the Kohen, to the person that's taking it. Correct. That's the answer, the first answer. Second answer, Amar B'Zeira, Avon and Dehocha Amrin, Mishi Yishlein Maisa B'Fnei Atzim Mitzvada. Here we're talking about a special case. Let's suppose I don't have anything, I don't have any Maaser Rishon, I don't have any Truma, I only have Maaser Sheni, that's all I have. Or all I have is Bikur. If you, that's all you have, you can still say Vidoy. You can still say Vidoy. But if you only have Truma in your Rishos, and you never had Bikurim, you never had Maaser Sheni, you never had these things in your Rishos, and you gave away Truma, no Vidoy. Mishi Yeshloi Maaser B'Fnei Atzmo Mitzvada, Mishi Yeshloi Truma B'Fnei Atzmo, Eino Mitzvada. So, in other words, what he's saying is like this.
Does he mean the one that grows it?
I'm talking about myself, yeah. How's it this case? That's a question. In the bottom it says over here, let's see, where does he bring it? He has a question, how's it possible? Let's see what he says over here. The question arises, here it is. It's in third paragraph of 14. Question arises, what is the case of one who only has Maaser Sheni? Crops that are subject to Maaser Sheni are also subject to the other tithes. And the Gemara cannot be referring to one who did not separate tithes, as he was obligated to separate. Such a person may not recite the Maaser confession, because he didn't keep all the, he didn't do Asita Kol Hashem Tzivisani. He could never say Vidui to begin with. So what are we talking about over here? So the Gemara answers, the Gemara is referring to a case where a farmer accidentally lost his tithes. So I had Maasers and I lost them. Except for Maaser Sheni, I had that left over. So, although he had the other tithes briefly, the Gemara refers to this as a case of one who only has Maaser Sheni. Okay, Chazon Ish disagrees with that. He suggests the cases where one purchases produce that already had all its tithes taken, except for Maaser Sheni. So that's how he came to own it. Buyer must now separate Maaser Sheni, but none of the other tithes, because they'd already been separated. Okay, these are different cases. So the finish over here is, and the Rambam, by the way, brings this halacha of a feirish in his Vidoy. He says if a person only has Maaser Sheni, then he says Vidoy. If he only has Truma, he does not say Vidoy. So that's the answer to the Stira, right? So the Amishna, which says Masha Ein Kain V'Truma, that you don't say Vidoy for Truma. He's talking about the only thing he has is Truma. And the Mishnah in Maaser Sheni that says that there is Vidoy because it says V'Gam Nesativ La'Levi is referring to a regular case where you have a whole package
of all the Maisim. Okay, that's the answer there. Now we have a proof to this idea. A little difficult proof, but let's see if we can figure it out. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Masifa, okay, we have a right from Mishra. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, so this is Rabbi Yossi the Tana, says, now there's a, in order to understand the context of Rabbi Yossi, the best thing to do is look at Mara Folda, the real Maslam Masnisa Amra Kain next in the middle of the page. And he brings the Mishnah in my Sheni Mishnah Yadal. You see it says a Tnan. You got it?
Yeah.
Tnan. Kohanim Levim Eino Mitzvadim Shaloi Not Luchelek Ba'aretz. That the Kohanim Levim don't say Vidoy because they didn't have a Chelek in Eretz Yisrael. That's the Tanakh.
Yeah.
Then you can learn Rashi Nosakali. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Yesh Lohen Are Migrash. Right? The Shafi Yechayel Moim, Rashon HaSatili. This is a Mishnah, okay?
Rambam breaks this down. You quoted it from the Rambam the other day.
Yeah. So the Gemara is quoting Rabbi Yossi of that Mishnah, who says, you know, back to the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Yeshlam Ari Migrash, Manakayom. So what are we discussing? In the Truma Meiser, if we're talking about Truma or Meiser Rishon here, Meiser here means Meiser Rishon. If we're talking about those things, so then Shalohein, it belongs to the Kohen. He doesn't have to get rid of it. There's no fear for a Kohen who was given Truma to get rid of his Truma. He can keep that Truma forever. So that can't be the case. Ella, Kinan Kayomim, but Maaser Sheni Bikurim. So we're talking about Maaser Sheni and Bikurim. So what are we saying then? We're saying what? That these tithes must be indeed disposed of and by destroying them by the time of the Vidur Maaser. So since, here's the bottom of the English, since Rabbi Yossi requires recitation of Vidoy, we see that one is obligated to recite it, even if the only thing that he owns is Maaser Sheni and Bikurim. Okay, that's basically the Raya. Okay, I mean, it's not the greatest Raya, you could think of on this Raya, but that's what the Gemara's Raya is, from Rabbi Yossi. So now the Gemara in Yechess continues to the Mishnah. Amr of Hila, Shaminon. So what do we see from, what is our Maskon over here? What do we see? Mishayesh le Meiser b'tnei atzmei mitzvada. If a person has Meiser Sheni, he goes ahead and says Vidoy by him, even if that's the only thing he has. Mishayesh le Bikurim b'tnei atzmei mitzvada. If you only have Bikurim, you say Vidoy. But Mishayesh le Truma b'tnei atzma, it should say Eino mitzvada. The gears is wrong here. The person only has Truma, does not say Vidoy. And that's the end of the daf.
It should say
Misha Yesh Lo Truma B'tnei Atzma Eino Mitzvada. You'll see on the side there's Shinu Yesos. You'll see number Gimel. It says Eino Mitzvada.
Seven blot
left. Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
Really,
that's not the way the English.